This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, it's that time of the afternoon again when you get to hang out with myself, Timisha Masha, on CliffCentral.com. Of course, the show is called Black Life. And my partner in crime, Mona BC, is going to be arriving in the studio any minute now. But before he gets here, I thought I'd have a chat with you for a while. Last week, the two hot ladies were here talking about all things crazy. I suppose all things female. That was fun. Women are crazy, guys, and I've always said this, and I'm glad that they themselves were the ones who came out of the closet and admitted their madness to the rest of the world. I've always said it, that's how mad they are, but we love them because, you know, you can't be with them and you can't kill them. Just kidding. No, I'm not, actually. I've had an interesting week. Was waiting with bated breath for Pravin Gordhan's I suppose his version of Sona, which is the budget speech. What's happening this year with our money? You know, are we going to have enough? Are we going to pay more money when we go out to Taboo and other nightclubs like that? Are we going to have less money every time we decide to buy a pack of smokes? And I guess we are. He came out this year and he was like, okay, this year we're going to tax the rich more and we're going to tax the poor and the middle class less. But what's interesting is that, I don't know, it seems like being rich has like kind of gone down, because basically if you earn from 500,000 rand up, you're considered rich in this country. The tax has gone up according to the tax tables. So if you earn anything above 406,000, you're going to be taxed 36%. Okay, we're going to just discount the first 96,000, okay? But from then on, we're taking 36% of your money. And as you go up, you know, from there it's 550,000, we're going to tax 39% of your money. And then like 701,000 above, okay, it's a discount of 200,000, but from then on it's like 41% tax. Whoa! Dude, okay, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but like if you're not earning more than 700,000 rands a year, like life can't be a lot of fun, because how can you afford anything? 700,000 rands a year is like, what, divide that by 12 is just under 60,000 rands a month. 60,000 rands a month sounds like a lot of money if you're not earning it. But, you know, once you start earning 60,000 rands a month, you realize it's not a lot of money. So like you can buy Range Rovers and houses in the estates and stuff like that, you know, and trips overseas with that kind of money. So basically, you're considered rich if you're earning round about between 50,000, well, I'll say 45,000, and, you know, up to 60, 70,000 rands a month, you're considered rich in this country, which is crazy because you're still not quite there yet, surely. I mean, when you consider that a Hermes bag can cost anything up to 60,000 rand a pop, that's your whole salary gone. And that's before tax. So you have to tell the wife, babe, you can't have a Hermes bag until I've paid the tax on that first. So I think our standards have dropped, definitely. I think that what we should have done was maybe said, yes, definitely, we need to tax the rich people a lot more. But up to 1.5 million a year, you are basically middle class. You are. Because think about it, right? With the cost of everything that's going up, we should all be pushing that our salaries are getting to a point where when you're paid not like great, you're earning about 500,000 a year. When you're paid well within the middle class bracket, you're earning about 1.5 million a year. Then you're living, you know, then you're okay. Then you're like, yeah, you're like those people in the American sitcoms. You got a double door fridge and a house in the suburbs and a German car. Isn't that what we're all working for? That, and of course, being able to put your kids in private school. I mean, that's important. At the rate that private school is at the moment, most private schools, I mean, for grade four, they're charging about 40 to 60,000 rands a year. That's if your kid's not even in boarding school. That's before the cricket uniform, you know. That's before the piano that you got to buy, the music instruments, the laptop and the iPads and everything else. So basically, we're getting poorer, whether you like it or not. I had an interesting day yesterday. I went out to Cosmo City. I went to see a friend of mine. So I went out to the Cosmo City KFC and we chilled there for a while. And I realized that the Cosmo City KFC is a huge meeting place, especially for people who are doing like SMMEs, I suppose, you know, small to medium enterprises, guys who are doing micro businesses, you know, guys who are trying to get somewhere with their small businesses because they got free Wi-Fi. And I think it's one of the few places in Cosmo City that has free Wi-Fi. And although, I mean, not everyone who was using the free Wi-Fi was buying chicken, the fact of the matter is I wouldn't have gone to that place if it didn't have free Wi-Fi, because my friend goes there all the time, right? So I got to know the place and I got to thinking, free Wi-Fi for a business is not the most expensive thing, but it's a great way to market your business, especially if it's an eatery, because sooner or later you're going to get hungry. I mean, we got there just before 12, sat around for a while, had our meeting, and then one of the partners decided that we're going to make a flyer, right? So he gets onto Photoshop and starts making the flyer. 2 hours later, we're still there. It's way past lunchtime, starving now, and we can't leave because the guys need free Wi-Fi. So we're sitting around, and I end up going, you know what, guys, this is ridiculous. Let's get some lunch. So we get some lunch, reluctantly so. Get some of the KFC. It was not a good idea. But the fact of the matter is, they ended up getting some business. And if they didn't have free Wi-Fi, we wouldn't have gone there and we wouldn't have gotten the KFC in the end. So I think any business out there, if you're really considering having, especially people, young people, if you want people who are starting their own businesses coming through, then the best thing to do is to make sure that you give them free Wi-Fi. And it's not a lot. 200 megabytes, it'll do. It'll more than do. It'll suffice. They'll be flocking in. They'll be coming through. It'll be crazy. So that's what happened to us. That's what happened yesterday. This is a story about free Wi-Fi. Interesting. Enjoying that free Wi-Fi. In fact, Praveen said that we're going to be rolling out free Wi-Fi across the entire country. I know they've done it very successfully in Pretoria. It's quite great because when you go to the city of Tshwane, you can actually enjoy free Wi-Fi at most places, and it's quite fast and it works really, really well. So I can't wait till it's rolled out here in Joburg. I hope it comes out to the suburbs as well, like out in Rivonia and Sandton and Four Ways and places like that. And it's not just downtown, because a lot of things happen when they say they're happening in Joburg, they mean downtown, which is great. But I mean, like, what about the rest of us who are not downtown, who are uptown? You know, we want some of those things too, especially now that we're being taxed 40%. Why don't you write in and tell us which tax bracket you fall under and what you think about it. I think that Praveen's doing a lot of good things though. We needed him to come in and take this crisis and turn it into something good, because I don't know if we're still in danger of being taken down to junk status. We don't want that. That's like when you owe so much money, the Mashonisa start coming and breaking your legs. We don't want that to happen. We don't want our legs broken. So he's taking this crisis and turning it into an opportunity, which is a good thing. Sometimes I think bad things happen so that better things can happen. You know, I think that when the president got rid of Nene and got Mr. Van Rooyen, everyone was panicking. But not that Ntantla Nene was not a bad Minister of Finance. He was great. But I think things would have been business as usual. And this happened, if you look at it in hindsight, and everyone was up in arms. And because of that, we ended up being in a situation where the president had to ask Praveen to come back, right? Like, real sudden. And as an emergency. And once that happened, Praveen was like, okay, now you listen to me, okay? This is how we're going to do things. And that's exactly what's happening right now. And I think for the first time, our economy is going to be run really well because it's not going to have any interference. Well, I don't think the president can interfere or anyone else can interfere at the moment because of the bungle that happened a couple of months ago, which is great. So we're trying to avoid that going junk. junk status, being rated junk. But I must say, yo, interest rates have been going up. My bond is expensive these days. Started out affordable, and now it's like a brother needs two or three jobs just to keep going. Otherwise, you can't pay the bond. It's crazy. And every other month, it just keeps going up. So I'm hoping the interest rates can either go down, or I can earn more money and end up in a higher tax bracket, which should be a mess, I suppose.
Yeah, you're a mess. A big mess.
Welcome, Monavis.
Hello, Tumisho.
What do you got there, man?
I just decided to keep quiet.
Vision 2030.
Yeah, so I was very excited. You sound excited.
I'm not excited.
No, I can hear it. It's definitely in your voice how excited you are about the interest rates and stuff. You know, I've got a take on this.
What?
Huh?
You do realize that, like, if you're earning 700,000 and up, you're paying 41% tax, right?
Yeah. But we can reduce that.
Okay.
Yeah, it just needs to be creative. You know? All things require creativity.
Okay.
So for a long time I've been wondering, what is our government up to? And when I read this, I don't know how you call it, booklet, coffee table book, information guide, you know, government clearly has a plan.
Yeah, they have a plan.
For me, as a person who's in media, you should know better, actually.
I should know better?
Yes.
Okay.
Because this is the part where you ask me why you should know better.
Oh, sorry. Why should I know better?
Because you just... You know, when you've got information at your disposal, right?
Yeah.
It's very easy. For me, I look at this doom and gloom and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Actually, this is working in my favor. Whenever people were ready to do great things, they didn't do them in pure conditions of, you know, things were great, you know, things were rosy. Everything happened during drought season.
Yeah, but I mean, if you heard what I was saying when you were keeping quiet,
yeah,
I was like, Pravin has taken this crisis and turned it into an opportunity. We're
exactly.
about to go into great things now.
Exactly.
Because everyone's going to shut the heck up while he does what he has to do.
And then he taxes us some more and we're still going to complain about that.
Yeah, I'm going to complain about tax every damn day.
Yeah, but it's there. They say tax is like death. It's always there.
No, it's always there. Look.
Yeah, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
It's always going to be there. I'm not going to... I've never paid tax and gone, ooh, that felt good.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you have to pay your tax. Like, let's not get away from that.
Mm.
My only thing is when you've paid your tax and then SARS still says, oh, you made a mistake.
You still owe us.
That's when I get pissed off.
But that's generally the rule of thumb. But if you're making more money, I mean, look at guys like Mascherano, Messi, who are still also fighting tax stuff in their own home countries. Neymar is now also in that list. Neymar's dad is also separate on that list.
It's not
unique to us.
The more money, more problems.
Yeah,
right?
It's not you. But if you're making more money, then so what? You know, it's something that you have to live with.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not happy about that though.
Yeah,
because I want to make more money.
Amy,
and be
I'm
happy
tired of
about
complaining,
that.
Guys. This country, there's too many opportunities for us to complain like this. There's just too many. Just too many.
What happened there? The music? We ran out of music. No, I mean, I hear you. And at the end of the day, I think that we've got a fantastic country. And we should look at every crisis as an opportunity.
Right now,
I think that we're very fortunate because our country... Listen, if you are in business, if you're not in business, if you just... Whatever you do, this is a great time to do it. Whatever you do.
Yeah.
If you just wake up every morning, scratch your balls and fart, this is a great time to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Now the beauty about it is, did you get any of these opportunities everyone's getting now during Mbeki's... No, even Mbeki's era.
No, Mbeki, you know, Mbeki was very clear. Only 5 black people were allowed to make money. It was Saki, Makozoma, the Nukas, and who else?
Yeah, those ones.
Yeah, it was about it, you know. Yeah. Patrice.
Yeah, Patrick. Yeah. Patrick Motsepe.
And I suppose Cyril. So that was it, right?
Yeah,
and
Uncle
Tokyo.
Cyril. Yes.
Everyone else was like, sorry, guys. That's it. No more. No more. It was like trying to go
now,
to.
Now, Zuma's era, you are making money and you're still complaining about the damn guy. Me, I'm sorry.
Who
I'm
complained
sorry.
About Zuma?
Everyone's complaining
Did I ever
about.
Complain about Zuma?
Yeah, no. You
me, I've never complained about
But you're
about
complaining
Zuma.
About the country that Zuma's running.
No,
so
I'm not.
Effectively,
I'm
not, that is Zuma.
There was nothing I was complaining about. I'm merely saying that the tax bracket for rich people has gone down.
Yeah.
And it's not a complaint. It's a call for better, for excellence.
Right.
Rich people should be from 1.5 million. Then you can call yourself rich. Because I can't say that. Because then you and I are rich.
Me, I'm rich anyway.
No, I mean, like, we're rich, but not rich like the way we want. The way, you know what I mean? Not the way. Like... We should still consider ourselves struggling. I don't want to think of myself as rich. I'm struggling.
Then you'll stay in that quadrant.
No. Because see, I want to do more. I don't want to be comfortable.
Quadrant. Yes, but now why must you speak poverty in order for you to
No. Struggling doesn't necessarily mean that I'm poor. It means that I would like more.
Yeah, so
like,
say
not
that.
Even I'd like
say
more.
That, then.
There's more for me. I've got to go and get
then
it.
Then rather say that
not,
than say struggling.
You know what, dude? I'm cool. Like,
if
I'm,
we
I'm
look at the definition of struggling and saying I want more... It okay. definitely won't be in the same
maybe,
sentence.
Maybe semantic wise, we I've got to.
No semantic
better.
Next.
No,
semantic some more.
I'm a big guy now. I can say. You know what? You're right. You're right, Monavisi. Monavisi.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, you are a big guy.
Monavisi.
Literally.
Monavisi.
Literally.
You're right. Yeah, I'm a very big guy. Have you seen my biceps? It's too much to carry around. I can't.
No, guys. I. You know what? For me, every great leader never arose. We don't remember. You know, like you look at a who's that lady that addressed the UN who was the who used to give away all her stuff?
I don't know.
Mother Teresa. A whole teacher gets to address presidents and nations people. A teacher.
Are you the next Mother Teresa?
No, I can't be.
Giving
but
something
she,
away, Mona?
Yeah, are Mahatma
you,
Gandhi.
Are you planning to give something away?
Goes hungry for forever. In the
imagine,
name of
can you imagine
people
Mahatma
aren't remembered
Gandhi's...
for driving Ferraris. Kenny Gunene got those things. He lost them. Like we don't remember people for cuck.
But we do remember the guy who created Ferrari.
Yes.
Farina.
Yeah, that's why you're recalling his name now.
But
like, that's why
very
he's in the
hard,
history books.
It's a very hard name too.
Right.
Pinan Farina.
For an actor, it's a hard name. For a pronouncer, someone who reads stuff every day, who recites people's names every day, who's
it's
got so
hard.
Much knowledge about the industry, you don't know how to recall
I'm having
them.
One of those days where my mouth hasn't woken up yet.
No, your ass hasn't woken up yet.
My ass is wide awake. Yes, don't worry
yes,
about
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Why, yeah, why are you so energetic today, Monavis?
I'm always energetic. You know, I found new love. You know, when you've got a lawsuit against you of about 2.8 million rand, just in jail for being you, I think
who's
you,
suing you,
you
for 2.8 million?
Well, I can't say now. Come on, can I?
Is it Prima Fashi?
No, it's idiots. Anyway, we won't go there.
No, that's
but,
not their name. Prima Fashi is
no,
like a legal
yeah,
term.
Yeah. You know the terms, but then let's go make that money from your terms.
I'm making that money from those terms. Don't worry.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about it.
Mr.
That's
Sarar.
Why I'm complaining about my 40%. You see? Because whatever I do, I'm in 40%.
How? Now you've changed your tune now. Hey! Thank you, son.
No, I haven't changed my tune.
Hey,
it's the same.
Spongabazal.
That I'm not making enough to be paying 41%.
Yeah, ne? No one will ever make enough. So just make more.
Yeah, that's
the same.
Right?
The same theory you have
I
to
think
make
I'm,
that.
I probably pay more tax than. What's his name? Visa. Mr. Checkers. Mr. Shoprite Checkers.
Mr. Shoprite? Visa.
Yeah, his name.
No, Voter.
Christo Visa.
Christo, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Voter Basson.
No, that's a different person. Who's that?
No, don't
Who's Voter Basson?
Don't know.
I forgot who Voter Basson
is. Don't know. He's a politician. Today's not a day of politics.
Nah, let's not do politics.
Yeah, no.
Although,
let's
did you
not
see that video that happened at UFS at the rugby
I,
game?
I chose not to watch any of those videos. I chose. I willingly chose.
I know. Listen.
Maybe you can tell me as to.
Black people are about to like hate me right now for what I'm about to say.
Kuluma babas funugwas.
I found it really funny. Like those guys didn't plan, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't plan that much. Like, yeah, they were going on a rugby field in the Free State. There are not enough guys to do this. They disrupt a rugby field, a rugby game rather. And it's in the Free State, right? And those Buddha boys, they're like itching for a fight on a normal day. Now you go when they're, you know,
their
it's
passion,
like, yeah,
boost is up.
It's like you're going to go to the snake's hole and then, you know.
Yeah,
uzohlokoloza lapho. And then expect, because they're being reactionary, right? They were hoping for a reaction. Yeah. Then when they got the reaction, they're like, these guys beat us up, you know? It's like when your baby brother does something stupid and then now you must go next door and beat up the neighbor. And you're like, but why now did you do that? Like, bakshayile ngoba upapa.
Bakutrapile
ngoba upapa.
Yeah.
I want, so bebapapa. They didn't plan this thing. They didn't go in enough numbers.
Yeah, but imagine if some people came to a Orlando Pirates Kaizer Chiefs game.
Imagine, right? Like, yeah, like some Fort Trekker looking guys came.
Yeah.
And they were like, we want Afrikaans to be the official language, right?
Yeah, during a derby.
Yeah, and then the spectators come down and baba trapa.
Yeah.
What would we do?
No, they wouldn't get trapped. They'd get moored.
Okay, they get moored, right?
Yeah.
Would we feel sympathy for those guys?
No.
So why should we feel sympathy for those guys? Why? I'm trying to find out. Because I want to feel that sympathy, but it's not happening. It's not coming. I'm like, I can't feel for those brothers and sisters.
Yeah, why are we watching the Arsenal game? Why is that
is Arsenal it hurting game? Your feelings?
It's hurting me, yeah? It's hurting
me. It's hurting you more than what happened to those students at
UFS.
Yeah,
no, that yeah.
You got trapped as well.
Yeah. Can we please change channels? Eh? Can we
just
watch anything else?
No, I
want to
watch because I
want to
see my team, Barcelona.
Now it's your team.
It's always been my team.
Hey,
come
Mamelodi
on,
Sundowns guys change teams every day.
Dude. Mamelodi every Sundowns is my team in South Africa.
You're a Ghana. To my knowledge, you're a Ghana.
Never.
Oh. Never. So just that you've changed.
I've never been a Ghana.
Just that you change.
Why would I change? You just, don't change. Size.
You know, you do a couple of voiceovers for Patrice Motsepe. You move from Kaizer Chiefs to like Sundowns. I was there when you did that.
Listen,
whole cross. Yeah,
Monabis, what you're saying now is tantamount to defamation.
What?
I'd watch your mouth.
I was there when you were doing the crossover.
No, you do realize.
I was there.
No, you went
when
there.
You were sponsored you by Nike. Listen, you achieved everything. Listen, eh? Style. And now you go into Mamelodi.
Do you know when someone
voiceover
say Tunya? Do you know what? When
Patrick
someone gets sued for defamation. Let me explain, because I don't think
Patrick
you understand. Because sometimes I think your mouth writes checks that your bank account.
Uncle Patrick gives you two voiceovers for Mamelodi TV. So favorite and down.
If you say something on a public platform like you're doing now, and you haven't got backup for it, Monabis, I can sue you for defamation. You're defaming. You're defaming. Okay, can you prove when I was a Chiefs fan? Can you prove?
This guy. This guy 2-6, only 26.
What are you talking about?
Only 2-6.
You know what 26 is in jail.
Yeah.
Now you're defaming me some more.
That's what I'm saying.
You're defaming me some more.
Only 2-6.
Monabisi, I'd watch your mouth if I were you.
Only
you're 5 minutes too, getting all your stuff taken.
Only 2-6. You mentioned a 2-6.
You're already being
all
sued.
All of a Sunday now.
Now I understand.
All
why
of a Sunday. You like.
Are you not worried that you're already being sued and you want to be sued again?
Those ones are going to. Those ones. Don't worry. Those are
so
smooth.
When every
don't
week.
Worry.
Every week someone must sue
don't
you.
Don't worry about that.
Because you got
those
a big
ones.
Mouth. I mean. Instead
somebody
of proving.
Stop this guy.
You
stop
insult
this
me.
Guy.
You can't prove that I was ever a Chiefs fan, but you insult me.
I can prove it.
Prove it then.
I can prove it.
You can't.
This guy.
You can't prove
this
it.
This guy.
Prove it.
This guy.
Prove it or I will sue you.
I will do one better for you.
What?
Ngizakubonisa Tom. Yes, pictures don't lie, eh?
You know what? You can show me those pictures.
You know
if you can. If you can show me those
guys,
pictures.
Guys, you know,
it's fine.
I have to give you the background and the history behind this. So Tumisho was sponsored by Nike once upon a time when he was famous. Or he thought he was famous. And then along the line,
I don't know what
line,
that's got to do with Kaizer Chiefs.
No, wait.
How, and Gandhi, me who being a fan
what,
of Kaizer Chiefs.
Kaizer Chiefs was sponsored by?
By Nike.
Okay.
And Sundowns? Sundowns
wasn't even in the picture before Patrick Motsepe. Danke San. Diadora.
No.
I've never seen you wear
sponsored
Diadora.
By,
I've never
by,
seen
by
you
Nike.
Wear Diadora.
Listen. Okay.
Diadora.
You know what? We've done it now, Monabis.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm going to come with my Sundowns Nike kit.
Yes.
Does
the
that
one,
prove?
The one that you got from Uncle Patrick Motsepe after you became their voiceover.
Yeah, I became their voiceover because I've been a loyal fan for so long.
Namangarer. You're an Namangarer.
Bonabis.
Unamangarer.
Bonabis, can you prove this?
You are an Namangarer right
again.
Now.
This
huh?
is the court. Do you want to go to court again? Do you like paying legal fees?
I'll go. Let me go.
You like paying legal
yeah,
fees?
Yeah, no.
You can't prove any of this.
What do you mean I can't prove
you
it?
You can't.
Okay, let's ask your family. Let's phone someone who belongs to the Masha family, ne?
Yeah, let's phone Lerato.
Yeah.
let's phone him right now.
Ah, this guy.
Shall we phone Zozi? Zozi doesn't lie.
Zozi came after the era. And you Utleva, you think you know Zozi came when you started.
Okay,
Nyana.
So who do you want to call, dude?
Huh?
Call anybody.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
When did you start doing Sundown's voiceovers?
Years ago, I can't remember.
Okay, when?
About 4 years ago.
Okay, and Sundance TV?
Yeah, but you know, yeah, around about then.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah. Okay,
just
okay.
After, yeah, just before I started doing the wild.
Okay. Am I piecing this together now? Okay, no, so let me ask this. When did you get invited to that, you know, that Sundance show? You know that one, Bob Mr. and Miss Sundance?
Yeah. It was about three years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And then every year from then on. So,
okay,
yeah,
so yeah. So after you became part of the family, so... Yeah.
Before then, I was just like everyone else, just going, you know,
extra
strong.
To my knowledge, you were probably more famous 3-4 years ago.
So?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
In fact, four or five years ago.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Hey,
I chose to go extra strong.
Yeah.
Like, remember when Sundowns played against Barcelona, when Ronaldinho was still playing?
Is that the time when you thought...
I was a Sundowns fan then.
Okay.
The Chuku train, remember? I don't know if you remember the Chuku train.
Yes, no, because like even Swoo
became Daniel
Mudao. Yes.
And you know, I was born in Mamelodi. I mean, like, it's Mamelodi Sundowns. But
but it was Pap. Mamelodi Sundowns
was Pap.
When
was it Pap?
It used
around about the time that Chuku played.
Dumish, are we going to go debate that?
I don't know, because you're telling me it was
Swallows,
Pap.
Home Sweepers has more accolades than Mamelodi Sundowns
together. Come on, guy.
Put together.
Are you speaking as a Chiefs fan?
Huh?
Are you speaking as a Chiefs fan?
I'm speaking as a football fan.
No, you're speaking as a Chiefs fan.
No. I'm speaking as a football fan.
Because I think Chiefs fans
Morocco Swallows.
Have issues. Like, I don't know when why
you
have
issues.
When it
was still called Home Sweepers. That's where Pirates and Kaiser Chiefs broke off from.
Mm-hmm. From Pirates?
Huh?
Did they not break off
and
from Pirates?
Where did Pirates break away from?
Pirates was already there. It was always there.
Okay.
I tell you, Morocco Swallows was first.
Okay. Morocco Swallows was Home Sweepers.
Oh, okay. All right.
Where 90% of those players came 90.
And then they made Pirates.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. 1937.
Oh, okay. You were there, ne?
Yeah, Tata Mapagani.
You were there.
And then Sundowns, you're not nearly guy without both chaklas.
Sundowns couldn't have been there because there was no Mamelodi in 1939.
Oh, okay. And then Bo Chakla. No, I'm talking about Bo Netesh. You know them, ne?
Yeah.
Because I know you didn't know them prior to you jumping on Bradley Patrick.
Yeah, because, you know, back then, like, I wasn't going to, you know. Yeah. We went down. We went down. Let me just put it that way.
Okay.
Me and Natasha and the family, went down. Yeah.
Okay.
But the Motipes and I, we're down.
Okay. So is that your era of starting to favor Sundowns?
Well, you know.
No, because I'm putting this thing together and it's making sense.
Not really. It's just I've always favored them. It's just that's when I suppose the contract came. Before that, I was just a fan. Now.
This guy. When are you a mumish, son? You're a mumish.
Me and Patrice, we come from Kharankua. So.
Do you also own the mines?
No, definitely not.
Not yet.
No.
Okay.
Look, mining is wonderful. It's just not my thing. I don't know about you. Do you want to go into that?
I know. I'm grand. Papa!
I bet you go into mining a year later, you've definitely got a Range Rover Vogue.
I know.
On your way to having a private jet.
I think we've got different.
Things are happening.
We've got different kicks in life. Eh?
What's your kick in life? What's your kick in life?
It's retail, yes.
You like this? You like to work hard, ne?
Retail, yeah.
You like to work hard. How's the restaurant going?
Which one?
Are you there a lot?
Which one?
The one in George.
It's going great.
They're by there. They don't have a problem.
Are they by there? Average
cappuccinos, coffees. Ain't no problem, ne? They don't even ask what the price is.
Ain't no thing.
But then you have to be there often because people stealing your cappuccinos.
Yeah, no, you have to be there. That's one thing about retail.
Who do they give the cappuccinos?
You can't steal. Machine counts.
Oh, okay.
So we've got one of those counters, you know, that shows you okay, you've done 3 coffees today, so I can then balance that off.
Okay.
You know, if the staff want, then they can have instant coffee. But really, coffee is expensive.
They can hook me
no?
up with a sandwich, must I not tell you?
How?
They just cut the bread.
Ah, you know that a loaf of bread.
How many
makes
slices?
47.
Serious? So that's one. For every one loaf, there's an odd slice.
Mm.
So from 2 loaves, I've got my sandwich already.
Aye, it's counted.
Okay.
No, restauranteering has come a long way. Hey, I must say, it's you. It's very difficult to not measure. You know,
can't
there will be
the system.
Yeah. You can't chip for the system. If you can, it will be 5-6 rand, which will then pick up along the way as well. So, you know, Vision 2030, Baba.
Okay.
I'm on that government tip.
So,
at the moment,
so tell
huh?
me about your other restaurant. Now that we know, it's a Nino's, right? Hmm? At the George Airport. Nino's or
no,
Mimos?
No, Illy.
Illy, Illy.
Yes.
Illy at the George Airport.
Yes.
And your other one?
Mug and Bean.
Where's that one?
In Bloem.
Bloemfontein Airport.
Mm.
You like airports, eh?
Yeah, no. Airport is good business.
Okay.
Yeah, it's guaranteed business.
Yeah, no?
Yeah. So you get it for 7 years.
And then what happens after 7 years?
And then you have to pitch again.
Oh. So if you lose the pitch...
Then cheers, Baba.
Someone else owns your Mug and Bean or...
They must put in their own concept.
Or they take down your branding.
Yeah.
And then you have it in your garage.
Yeah, then you must sell it to what you find money or do something.
Okay. And I see you're in the coffee business.
Yeah.
Why did you not go for Illy at Bloemfontein?
No. Look, spread your wings, you know. For me, coffee is a growing thing. It's an African thing. It's always been an African thing. I can relate to coffee.
Okay.
You know, and I'm enjoying the coffee scene, man. You know, roasting coffee.
Roasting coffee?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a roaster now. I'm just left with farming it somewhere along the line. But
okay.
Yeah.
So how do you roast coffee? Like, do you just put it in the oven? It's popping in the oven?
You know that popcorn that you pop, you know? Yeah. No, we get it in its raw plant form. And then it goes through a couple of processes. And then it finally gets to bean form.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've never really seen you drink coffee.
No, I to be honest with you, I can't even stand coffee.
Okay. All right. So you're like a wine salesman who doesn't drink alcohol.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yes. No, I know where you're going with this. So be stupid about it. Come, let's go. Be dumb about it.
I'm just like, how do you know if it's a good cup of coffee?
You can taste it. You know, for you to
but
do...
But you don't drink coffee.
Yeah, no. For you to appreciate something. So, in order for you to see there's a Ferrari, must you drive it to appreciate it?
Yeah, you must. I mean, because it's not just looking at the car.
It's like you doing this swap from Chiefs to Sundowns.
No, I never swap from Chiefs to Sundowns.
You saw the money element.
At Sundowns.
What
no, I've always been at Sundowns.
Send baby Sundowns,
no,
man.
No, please. I've always been... why are you changing the subject?
No,
you
I'm just making an example.
No, I've always been a Sundowns. So you don't drink your own coffee? So how do you know?
Now I know why Tumisho had to marry a Xhosa woman.
How do you know the coffee?
Oh, his kryptonite is Xhosa.
Why?
Because you are Xhosa, Kwetin. You are Xhosa.
You know what? One of you seen it?
You're
5'2", ceding one of your restaurants to me in a court of law for these deflammatory
Join
statements.
Join the queue, buddy. The queue.
I think it's because your mouth says things. You just open your mouth and speak. Do you think you're Julius Malema?
And yours doesn't.
No, mine doesn't just open and speak. It thinks first. I don't like to have my stuff
no,
taken.
No, I understand why you say it thinks first, eh? Because right. Like you have to think, ish, money or ngihlalane Chiefs, engangisindawo. And I'm from Mums, let me ride this wave, eh?
No, we're talking about you and your coffee. How do you know? How do you know when the coffee's any good?
You can taste good coffee.
But you don't taste it.
No, I do taste it.
You don't know
it.
Anything about coffee.
You have to taste it. You have to taste it.
You see, I feel like BC is... we got a message from Gab. I feel like... ... BC is still finding himself and admires you, BC. So, I want
to
be...
Shout out to Gabs. We love you too, darling. We love you too. You know, she part of these things, her. Yeah, it's got to be... Huh? Come again.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, no, Gab, do you want to call in, you know? Call in, Gab. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, so we're talking about this coffee thing.
Yeah, like for me, it's yes, I am trying to find myself. But I try to find myself in things I enjoy. So I've decided I'm no longer going to work for money. Like, I'm going to work and do things that are cool to me.
Yeah.
And in the process, make money off it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
That's bottom line.
That's the way to do it.
You know, I don't need to wait for 30, 40 to actually, you know, do that. In fact, we're going to play a clip.
We're just gonna just like that.
Yeah, just like that. Just like that. Let's do it. Let's okay. do this. All let's right. do yeah, this. Let's play a clip. Let's play this clip.
Give me the hang on, let me find a spot.
If ah,
here
Daryl
we go.
Can
there we go. Daryl.
I don't know why I'm saying Daryl.
Yeah, we can just stick it in.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You got a new phone.
Shem.
You're doing well, eh? You know when the duck is doing well, they buy new phones.
Shem.
New cars.
Shem. No, I can't afford new cars.
Who's this guy? Isn't he the guy who owns Alibaba?
Yebo.
Okay. You see, yeah. I know one or two things.
Yeah, I know you do, eh?
I'm not just a pretty face.
Shem, I'll school you. I'll school you like that, you know? It's like, yeah, man, you always got to find yourself. Find yourself in new spaces, new age and spaces, you know? Like, maybe one day, you never know, I could just go act in... You know?
No, you can't do that.
Huh?
No.
In Seven the Land.
Maybe Seven the Land, but you can't.
So what's the Afrikaans one you're in now?
Binnenlanders.
Binnenlanders.
You want your generations? They're taking anybody. Like anybody.
But to be sure, politica, eh?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I mean, just go on and show that you know it's at your level. You don't want to start. You want to start where
did I strike a nerve there, buddy? Yeah? Go to show that's at my level. So which level are you at?
I'm at a very high level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think I just struck a nerve.
No, you didn't strike a nerve.
I struck a nerve.
Shall I press play?
Please.
Okay, let's hear him out.
Don't worry. Any mistake is an income, is a wonderful revenue for you. So I told myself and told my young people, before 20 years old, be a good student. When you do entrepreneur, just learn some experience. Before 30 years old, follow somebody. Go to a small company. Normally in a big company, it is good to learn processing. You are a part of a big machine. But when you go to small company, you learn the passion, you learn the dreams. You learn how to do a lot of things at one time. So before 30 years old, it's not which company you go, it's which boss you follow. It's very important. A good boss teaches you differently. And before, from 30 to 40 years old, you have to think very clearly, you're working for yourself if you really want to be entrepreneur. When you're 40 to 50 years old, you have to do all the things that you are good at. Don't try to jump into the new area. It's too late. You may be successful, but the rate of dying is too big. So 40 to 50, think about how can you focus on things that you are good at. But when you are 50 to 60 years old, work for the young people. Because young people can do better than you. So rely on them, invest on them, making sure they're good. So when you are over 60 years old, spend time for yourself. On the beach, sunshine, you know what I mean? Right? It's too late for you to change, normally. But this is my advice to the young people. 25 years old, make enough mistakes. Don't worry. You fall, you stand up. You fall, you stand up. Enjoy it. I'm 25 years old. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show.
Okay, thank you. 또 다음 질문 받겠습니다.
26살 애비 창업자 김준주입니다. 마인에게 질문 드리겠습니다. 지금까지 살아오면서 가장 후회되는 것이 무엇인가요? 그리고 혹시 물어본 적도 있으시나요?
Yeah.
Okay. Now they're
your
talking.
Normally, I make other people cry.
Listen to this. Yeah, listen to this.
Well, I regret a lot of things. I regret that I should never meet the media. I regret I should not speak in the public because I could have my own privacy. I regret that I working so hard, spend so little time with my family. And I regret that if I have another life, I would never do things like this. And My wife just said, you do not belong to me, you belong to the Alibaba. But, you know, life is so short. It's all about experience.
Yeah.
People see different of you. Some people think you're rich, you're successful, but may not. Some people say, you know, this guy does not have money, he's a terrible guy. Maybe not. So everybody chooses his own life. I cried. We had a lot of problems that people never thought. Because running a company for 34,000 young people, operate a company for more than 500 million people. If 500 million people, if 1% of them are bad guy, you got a 5 million bad guy. So it's headache. But it's too late to regret. Forget about regret. Think about I have another 10, 20 years to go. So enjoy the show, enjoy the ride. You are the same.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. Jack Ma, by the way.
Yeah,
Jack Ma, the founder chairman of Alibaba.
Yep.
For those people who don't know what Alibaba is, it is the biggest online shopping portal that there is in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what's funny? They don't carry any stock.
Yep. Uber doesn't own any cars.
Yep. Facebook is the biggest media platform, and they don't take their own pictures or write their own stories. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess life is about, if you want to create something that's the biggest in anything, do something that doesn't actually do its own thing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's called disruptive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Duncan is on the money today. Duncan is on the money. Diodora.
He had all his like minerals and vitamins today. I can tell.
Clearly, he was a main feature in the sex show. Ne? He must have been.
Oh, yeah. I think he
quit smoking weed. Got it all this morning.
Anyway, so yeah, nice. What was the point of that, Monavisi?
The point was at between 25, the age of 25 and 30, make mistakes. Get up, make mistakes.
So
40 to 50, where you are at, downhill from there. You can't change careers.
Okay,
so
I'm stuck.
Tina, you're stuck. Just act and grow like, old on set.
Things go badly, I've got to go to Generations and ask them and say, I'm sorry I spoke shit.
Exactly.
Please, can I have a job?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Right, yeah, cool. You can't even go into politics now.
I can. I've been in politics for a while now.
No,
what are you talking about?
No. Okay. Let me leave. I don't want to expose you to... Yo, Mfana, you're leading me to other pastures.
How can you expose me when I've... Like, to who are you going to expose me when I've been... Didn't I introduce you to the Four Ways branch?
Then
I bring you in to the fold, to the family.
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't get it twisted. No. Not now. But I like what he's saying. You know, when you're in a certain age, you got to understand the age and stage.
Yeah, age and stage.
It doesn't work for everyone, but I think the numbers don't
Look,
lie.
It's never too late.
Yeah.
But yeah. At the end of the day, if you're a young person, 25 to 30, make your mistakes. In fact, try. Because make the mistakes is actually try.
Yeah.
Go build that business.
Yeah.
If you lose it all, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And do it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Hopefully you've lost 3 businesses by the time
you're 30. I haven't lost any. So thank God.
But you're not 30 anymore.
No, I'm not.
You haven't been 30 for a couple of years now. No, I mean like you don't have my level of experience.
No, which is what experience is that?
Well, you know,
I've got levels.
I've got 40 years.
You're a closer man.
40 years of experience is what I have.
Z levels, Z levels. E levels.
But you're coming up, you know.
First, you're doubting my acting. Because you're saying,
I must go
to Generations.
No, I'm sorry, that is doubtful.
E-levels.
I know.
Z-levels.
There, I cannot find another spot for you except on Generations. Or maybe our perfect wedding. I think you'd be great on that show.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ding, 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 ding. The gloves are off now. The gloves are off.
I'm just saying, like, don't start.
The gloves are off.
Don't put yourself in a position where you're going to be with real actors. You know, or you can be on Takalani Sesame.
hola.
No, I mean you're great, and you know you're publishing. By the way, you got my email about the publishing, right? The other day.
Yes. But our emails are down, so we've just changed.
Okay.
Hosts.
So now people are asking me, do I know a publisher?
Mm.
I send you an email.
Mm.
about, listen, someone wants to publish a book. How do they go about it?
Yeah,
what do they
do? In fact, I'm actually going to start doing courses on how to publish or how to self-publish.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, what do you call this?
It's not a motivation. No, it's not a motivational thing. So I'm not a motivational speak. I'm just going to tell you the ins and outs.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm putting together a group of about 5 people, give or take, that I'm going to train at a go to start doing self-publishing.
Okay.
Because when, you know, the constructs of being a publisher in Africa are very different to publishing in Europe. Mm. You know, Europe has a very strong reading culture.
We don't have a strong reading culture.
Ours is not strong.
Or is it the market is small?
Well,
Europe has the numbers at the end of the day. I think we have readers, but the numbers, and a lot of people are not used to buying books growing up.
Yeah, well, that's another problem.
So you get to an age where you're like, a book is the same amount as a DVD or as a nice cup of coffee at your restaurant.
Yeah, and those are the kind of things we have to cover in publishing.
You know what I mean?
To say, why would you want to, like yesterday, I had a group of ladies, very wealthy ladies, who want to start a magazine. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you thinking? Do you not see the media, you know, taking a hit? You know, editors are getting, you know, left fired.
But you think that's education? Because I think
it is. It's getting an understanding.
Let's say Africa. Let's call what it is. Let's say black people. For black people to buy books, you either grew up in a culture where your parents bought books.
Yeah.
So buying books to you is not a big deal because you had books all around you. It wasn't like you just had the books from school, right? Or you decided to create that culture for yourself.
Right.
In spite of having to spend money on other things, you also spend money on books.
Yeah.
You see it as important because what you prioritize, you make time for.
Yeah.
Or what you prioritize, you make a budget for.
Yeah. I mean, I've got an addiction. Whenever I go to a mall, I have to come out with a book or two.
That's me. Whenever I travel,
yeah,
I have to buy a magazine and a book.
Yeah.
I can't walk. In fact, I try not to walk into exclusive books just in jail because I might end up buying two or three books.
Yeah, it's a problem.
But I enjoy buying books. I don't always read all of them.
Yeah.
But I like having books around me.
Exactly.
But there's some people who don't. And it's not necessarily because they don't like to read.
Yeah.
They don't know how to read. It's just that culture of, you want how much for a book?
Yeah, yeah.
How do we educate them?
Yeah, so now my thing is, and those, like I said, those are the
as
things...
As an industry as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, those are the things we have to cover. You know, you got to understand the lay of the land before you get in there. Gone are the days where you take an idea and you want to use somebody else's money to now publish this thing. And you haven't even thought of ways you're going to market. The percentages for your book, for your own book, the percentages are ridiculous. You know, and people aren't informed about those things where, you know, the beauty about it for me is everybody writes and everybody should be reading. You know, I've got more audiobooks and more books on Kindle than I do have. Okay. You know, so that doesn't mean that the level of books is bad, but it's just convenience now. So have you thought about that when you become an author?
Yeah.
Is it in the physical form or is it that you've got information to give to people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are the kind of things we have to now get to. And how strong is your story? We can't all have self-help books coming out of Africa. Everybody's trying to help Africa out of something, one way or the other.
Everybody who comes out of Africa is a writer, is a self-help writer.
Yeah, or motivational something. I mean,
What about the story?
What about Piggy Boy Blue? You know, Nakane Tori, you know? Do we take people into an element or into a space?
I suppose the thing is then... to write a story that well, to be able to, your penmanship has to be really good.
It's got to be amazing. And yet, Africans are great storytellers. We grew up ngintsomi, you know?
But I suppose it's translation. It gets lost in translation.
Yeah.
Someone like Nakane Tore can think in Xhosa and think in English and write in English.
Right, right.
But not everyone can do that. Some people can only think in one language.
Right.
And you think, this person is dumb because their grammar. I mean... If someone sends you a manuscript and their grammar and spelling is messed up, you're not going to publish them, are you?
No. I mean, there's a famous motivational speaker with an energy drink. We won't mention names. spell errors in that thing, and you're saying it's my first book. I mean, levels. Z levels, Lewis. E levels.
Also proofreading.
Proofreading. Right? Get people who you know. We're also guilty of that in terms of us as.
But it's hard, dude, because even as a proofreader, I've proofread a lot of people's work, and when you make that many mistakes, it becomes.
People don't take you seriously.
Because I'm like, okay, guy, I've read like 5 pages, and every page is mostly mistakes. Let's get it together. By the time you send it to me, get it together. It's not that hard. Word has spell check. Just do that.
Yeah, but construct, sentence constructs for me is a big thing. You know, the types of writings that we have also leave, dot, dot.
Just, dot, dot says, can we clarify
something?
Black African or what?
Read into the mic. Can we clarify something?
Can you please clarify something? Black Americans call themselves African American. In South Africa, we say black people, white people. But then everyone is African or South African. But then sportsmen are black African. What's going on? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either. But I'd like to make a correction on your statement. Everyone is African before they are South African.
Yeah, well, not everyone.
What do you mean?
Some people are not African.
If you're South African. You are African
South African, but you might not be African.
Kanjan, you are in the continent.
Yeah, but you might consider yourself a member of this country, but you might not consider yourself an African.
Okay, whether you consider yourself, but you are African before you are South African.
Can we just give being African away? Can I be European if I've lived in Europe long enough?
No.
But someone can
There's
be
rules and regulations.
But someone
to,
can
to
be African even if they've lived here their whole life.
In South Africa, yes. It's the continent.
Oh, okay.
So it's the, so, you know in geography there's levels. E levels.
I think we gotta go now.
Let's go.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Can I get some coffee?
Yeah, you can. There's a shop downstairs. You can buy some coffee.
I'd like to get some coffee from your shop. Can I come to your shop and like if I go to Bloom Airport, do I have to pay?
Yes, you do.
Even if I know you, like even if you're my brother.
Even if you know me. Even if you think that you know me, you still have to
pay. I don't think, like, I'm basically, like, I'm your brother.
Yes.
Family, there's no family discount.
No, none. Zero. No manager's discount, no nothing.
This is the problem with black people. You guys get
That's
a business.
That's the problem.
You don't support the people who are there for you from day one.
No, these Mahala things, they don't work.
All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys next week.
We love you guys.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.